Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is set to give his budget address today to explain how he thinks millions of dollars of city taxpayer money should be spent. But Barrett isn't the only person with ideas. The African American Roundtable and 45 community partners surveyed more than 1,000 community members who gave input on how they think city dollars should be invested. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, one major recommendation is to spend less on police and more on prevention.
Just over 3 months ago, the African American Roundtable, a coalition led by and serving the African American community in Milwaukee, launched a campaign called Liberate MKE. The purpose is to encourage city leaders to create a budget that reflects the community's priorities. The Roundtable members knocked on doors, went to events like Juneteenth and back-to-school fairs, and conducted an online survey, hearing from over 1,100 people across the city. Devin Anderson is lead organizer for the African American Roundtable.
We found three things that residents really wanted more money invested into. First, community-based violence prevention efforts that do not involve law enforcement.
The Liberate MKE campaign encourages the city to divest $25 million from the Milwaukee Police Department and invest that money into community programs that advance safety and prevention. Anderson says that means the city should not only spend more on programs that are already working in the city, like the Violence Interrupter Program, but also build up services that address mental health and trauma needs. Anderson says the second priority has to do with youth. People want more money invested in youth programs and jobs for people ages 16 to 24.
The last thing is affordable quality housing, the bedrock. It provides stability to families, to young people, to children.
Anderson says a tight budget is no excuse not to address those needs. Rick Banks, political director for BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, supports the findings, including the need for affordable housing.
For too long, our communities have had to wait for wealthy developers to repair existing properties and construct new ones when we've had the capacity to do so on our own. We call on the city to invest millions into home repair grants and innovative solutions such as community land trusts, cooperative housing, and anti-displacement protections for our seniors and residents who are not as well off.
Banks says that communities have repeatedly stressed that they want safety, but that a police officer on every corner is not the solution.
We must invest in prevention to prevent the need for police intervention in the first place. That is why we are calling for millions, a multi-million dollar investment into the Office of Violence Prevention and similar programs that invest funds into prevention and mental health so that our communities have the services that they need and that our communities are no longer vastly incarcerated and over in prison.
Banks says ultimately budgets are moral documents that reveal the values of city leaders.
The city seriously needs to ask itself, what does it value more? Mass incarceration or investment in community?
Right.
A few hundred police officers or the hundreds of thousands of people who call this city home?
Lies.
Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton issued a statement. He says that the ideas put forward by the African American Roundtable will enrich budget deliberations. He wrote, "As a council, we have encouraged community participation to help inform the process. I look forward to working with all stakeholders to ensure that this budget reflects the needs and priorities of residents across the city." A spokeswoman for Mayor Tom Barrett said he would be available for reaction to the survey after his budget address today, but not within the deadline for this story. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.